Jimmy O. Yang is a stand-up comic who starred in the TV show Silicon Valley and the movie Crazy Rich Asians. In his new film, The Opening Act, Jimmy O. Yang plays Will Chu, a cubicle dweller at an insurance company whose dream is to become a stand-up comedian. But without some paying gigs, no one will take him seriously. Then one day, a friend and fellow comedian offers him the opportunity to open at a Pennsylvania improv, and Will hesitates.
Well, I got all these claims that I gotta file.
Chip Fontaine is a made man. He's the manager, and he books not only the Pennsylvania Improv, but 12 more clubs. He's also a Chatty Cathy, and word will get out to all the other clubs. It's just like figure skating. It's a small world.
Figure skating?
Will chucks insurance to follow his dream, but what follows will make him wonder if he's ready to be a comic. The opening act opens in theaters, on digital, and on demand this Friday. And joining me now is Jimmy O. Yang. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hello.
Hello.
Your voice is so soothing. I feel like my voice is probably very jarring to your audience.
No. We should start by saying that, of course, you're much further along in your career than Will. Right. Your comedy special, Good Deal, is on Amazon Prime. But what was it like to play someone at the beginning of his career? And how much of you is Will?
I would say, you know what? I actually did some of my old jokes in the old, beginning act one of like the open mics and stuff like that. It was really interesting. It's almost like semi-autobiographical, semi-documentary, because I think every comic can relate to this. It's just such a real look of the behind the curtains of your first opening gig. And it's interesting. The hardest part, not to toot my own horn here, but the hardest part to do is pretend that I'm bombing. You know, acting like I'm bombing in the movie. It's a very cringy feeling. And we actually want the audience to feel that low as well as the high. It's like a roller coaster ride of what it's really like to be a stand-up comedian.
This is really, as you said, the story of neophyte comedians. There's actually this scene when your character and Chris, another comic on the bill at the improv, are invited on a local radio show. Chris kills it with a bit about Florida Man. And then Will has to follow him. Let's listen.
Did you guys know that Ponce de Leon discovered Florida? So he was looking for the Fountain of Youth. And I don't know if you guys have been to Florida lately, but it's definitely not in Florida.
They whipped out the cricket sound for that.
Man, they do that. And I mean, those moments are so uncomfortable. And as somebody that has a lot more experience than Will, right? I almost don't want to feel that feeling because I fought for 12 years in the stand-up comedy clubs doing open mics to know that my jokes will land, to know the good timing, you know? Mm-hmm. And even if it doesn't, I know a way to roll out of it. But Will doesn't have that skill yet. So I have to just sit in that uncomfortable anxiety. And it's kind of funny.
Yeah, it was for sure. You know, there's this really sweet beginning to this film where we see your character, Will, and his dad throughout his childhood bonding over their love of comedy. What got you into comedy?
I would say that part is definitely not based on my life because dad didn't even know what stand-up comedy was. He still refuses to believe that I'm a stand-up comedian.
Really?
He probably wishes I'm in science or something, finance, a doctor. Yeah.
Have you bought a home yet? That's when he'll really believe it. When you buy a home,
He's good now. He's pretty good now. He's all right. He's all right with it. You know, he doesn't understand stand-up. He understands money. So it's all good.
Yeah.
But, I grew up in Hong Kong and I lived there for 13 years and I never seen stand-up comedy growing up. But when I moved to the States, that's when I first started seeing stand-up, where it's a George Lopez special, Dave Chappelle, comedy premium blend. But something that I really loved was BET Comic View. It was just so cool and different to me. Just the art form was different. I'd never seen stand-up. Yeah. And also, you know, mostly Black comedians on there talking about cultural differences and stuff like that. And here, I just came from Hong Kong. All I knew was Hong Kong Chinese culture, you know? So it's so cool to even kind of learn about culture and laugh about it at the same time by watching BET Comic View. So that was something that planted a seed in the back of my mind.
Oh, I loved BET Comic View. That was my jam when I was young. Were you funny, though, as a kid, even when you were in Hong Kong? Were you like a jokester?
I was decently funny. My dad was the funny one. He's always the jokester in the family. And then when I came to America, I was a small kid. I mean, I'm still a small kid, you know. So you can only imagine 13-year-old Jimmy, probably like 4'6", you know, a tiny little kid with a baby face that couldn't even speak English very well. So obviously I couldn't fight, you know, and I had to kind of use comedy to deflect a lot of like, I wouldn't say bullying because I don't think I got like really, really bullied compared to the people that really got bullied out there. But just the teasing and stuff like that. And then I used, you know, comedy to deflect it. And I became known as kind of like the funny kid. And that was much better than being known as the weird foreign kid.
Mm. There's one joke in the film where Will jokes about being Chinese, but it's not central to this plot. It makes me wonder, in this moment of racial reckoning, as we talk more about representation in Hollywood, do you ever feel the pressure to represent?
Absolutely. All the time. I wish I don't. I don't think Brad Pitt shows up and think about how he's representing white people, because there's enough white people out there. And we're working towards that. I think Crazy Rich Asians did a whole lot. And now all of my castmates from that are all very successful, doing our own thing. And I'm just so happy to see that, you know. And to the credit of Steve Byrne, who directed and wrote this, and Vince Vaughn and Peter Billingsley, who produced this, they casted me for the lead role here. And it wasn't written to be Asian. I think the original name of Will Chu was Will O'Brien in the script.
Really?
Yeah. And that's kind of the great thing about stand-up comedy. Sure, I do some material based on my family about being Asian and stuff like that. But it didn't hinder my career to be Asian or made it different. It's almost like if you feel like you don't fit in, you know, with the norm, stand-up comedy is where you fit in even more, because that just makes you funnier with more life experience and gives you more depth. So it speaks volume that they are able to hire an Asian person and doesn't really have to change a script at all. You know, it's just a story about stand-up, and it just happens to be an Asian person. And I think that's important for representation as well.
Will idolizes a fictional comedian called Billy G, who is played by Cedric the Entertainer. And Billy G has a successful television show, a book. Your character, Will, holds him in awe, even asks him to lunch, and Billy G messes with him for a while. Let's listen.
Do you have any advice for like a young comic? Like, what should I be doing?
I'm gonna tell you two things. Write down.
Okay.
Be funny.
Funny.
I love that scene too. Cedric the Entertainer is also, of course, in the original Kings of Comedy, directed by Spike Lee. What was it like to work with him? And did you all develop a mentorship type relationship in real life?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a huge fan of his. I have that DVD, the original Kings of Comedy, and I watched it many, many, many times. I know every single bit in that. You know, when he said be funny, my character actually wrote down be funny. I think if Cedric said that to me in real life, I would write it down and then ask him to autograph it. You know what I mean? Like I would have done the same thing. And yeah, it was just so great. I think that's the great thing about stand-up comedy. You can start from nothing, from doing open mics to now I'm literally working with my heroes, and I can call Cedric a colleague. And there's just something kind of nice about that.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier that this film really is for stand-up comics, like anyone who's a stand-up comic would understand. But it was also like really fascinating as someone who's not in this world to feel like I kind of stepped into it. Many of the actors in the film are stand-up comics. Did that impact the energy of the film? I'm just wondering about on set. Were you guys just like cracking jokes with each other nonstop?
I mean, I think the chemistry shows through. We're just having so much fun, you know. Some of us are playing comics, like me, Cedric. Whitney Cummings plays a comic in there. Alex Moffat. But then you got Bill Burr, who's an amazing comedian who plays my boss in the movie, you know. But you can just tell, like, we know each other's rhythms, you know. And it's also a testament to how good of actors comedians could be. Bill, who has a very successful acting career now, he's just so good, such a professional actor, let alone a comedian, right? So maybe this is a resume to send to other directors and be like, hey, hire more comedians. We can do our thing, you know?
You can do your thing for sure. Well, we have to ask you, watching the opening act, it actually reminded us of what it's like to be in a room with a crowd watching a comic on stage, something that we can't really do because of the pandemic. Yeah. Do you miss it?
I do. I'm starting to more and more. I was lucky. I finished touring and shot my special in November last year. So I was already in the material rebuilding phase, because once you put the special out, you got to rebuild, you know what I mean? And test out new stuff and things like that. The one thing I do miss the most, which kind of goes back to your last question, is the camaraderie, the green room hang, you know? Mm. I know I can show up at the Improv, at the Comedy Store, at the Laugh Factory on any given day, and five of my good friends will be there and we'll catch up and have a beer, you know? So that I do miss a lot. The comedy itself, I have been able to shift that energy into writing some screenplays, you know. So I'm finding other creative outlets. But yeah, there's just nothing like a live crowd, you know, and that reaction, that high that you get off of it.
Jimmy O. Yang is the star of the new film, The Opening Act. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.